So she climbed down and she sat in the medium-sized mama bear chair, but this chair was too soft for her.
In their colorful classrooms, kids squirmed in their seats as they gleefully listened to their dads read to them in Spanish and English at the 99th Street Elementary School. Principal Courtney Sawyer laughed at their excitement.
You might have noticed this morning when they were lining up, they were wild. It was like they all ate a pound of sugar for breakfast. And that's because here at 99th, Donuts with Dad is our equivalent of Christmas morning.
Since its launch 5 years ago, Donuts with Dads has increased parent participation from 20% 5 years ago to 90% currently. Noel Ramirez, a father at the event, says it provides a sense of community.
I have two children, daughter and son.
And do you feel like it's a good event that they do every year?
Very good. It's very good for the children, especially for the inner city. And it gives them a sense of community.
About 150 dads, policemen, and mentors from Watts showed up today to read as their kids watched with wide-eyed attention.
Chica y yo salimos afuera. Recoge flores para recoger la canasta de tía.
Occasionally, the kids would take over.
I can go under the big star too. I can look up and see the big star.
The CEO of the Partnership for Los Angeles Schools, Marshall Tuck, says this school has made a significant improvement in test scores.
I've seen this school go from, you know, one of the lowest performing elementaries in LA Unified to now a school that we believe this year is going to be above 800 on the API for the state, which means it's a successful school. And to have that happen in a few years in the heart of Watts is a phenomenal thing.
And the kids approve.
We get to go outside in recess, but it's much funner in class.
Really? Why?
Because you get to do math, and if you don't know it, you get to learn it, and that's kind of fun for your mind.
In addition to Donuts with Dads, the school hosts monthly events like Muffins with Moms to encourage parent and community participation. Claire Pyres, Annenberg Radio News.